This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. At least 37 people died in an Israeli airstrike on Beirut, on a Beirut suburb on Friday, the Lebanese health ministry said on Saturday, including two senior Hezbollah leaders, as well as several children, in what is the deadliest strike in a year of conflict between Hezbollah and Israel. Rachel Judah from Reuters reports.
Several children were among those killed in an Israeli strike on a Beirut suburb, according to Lebanon's health ministry, who said the death toll rose to dozens on Saturday. Overnight, Hezbollah confirmed that 16 of its members, including senior leader Ibrahim Akil and top commander Ahmed Wahabi, were killed in the Friday afternoon strike. It has also inflicted another blow on Hezbollah following 2 days of attacks earlier this week, in which pagers and walkie-talkies used by its members exploded. The total death toll in those attacks is now in the dozens, with more than 3,000 having been injured. The attacks are widely believed to have been carried out by Israel, which has neither confirmed nor denied its involvement.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah. Ukrainian drones have struck multiple Russian arms depots, destroying what Ukraine's general staff claimed were thousands of tons of weaponry, as Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky travels to the White House next week. Ukraine launched over 100 drones at Russia and occupied Crimea overnight. A, quote, victory plan that Zelensky will present to President Joe Biden will include long-range striking capabilities long sought by Kyiv and will serve as the basis for any future negotiation with Russia. Zelensky has regularly alluded to the plan's preparation but has not publicly outlined its contents, saying only that it contains terms acceptable for Ukraine to negotiate with Russia after a 2.5-year war following Moscow's full-scale invasion. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com.